Hello, ladies, and welcome. This is LaShonda Henry here, and you are officially inside our Jumpstart Your Business session for today. The Power Circle is all about helping you make sense of making money online. So once again, I want to thank you guys for joining me. We've got some interesting things to talk about today. I really want us to focus on a couple of things. One, how to really wrap up the year on a right note. So I'm just going to talk about some close out end of year strategies that I like to utilize. And then, of course, 2015, the new year, how are you going to fire that up and jumpstart your year in the right way? I'm going to talk about that. That's going to be number two. And number three, really I want to give you an opportunity to start thinking about some content that you're going to be writing on your space as well while you're wrapping up this year and firing up the next one. So we've got three types of topics that I want us to focus on today. And, of course, the last two Jumpstart Your Business sessions, the one prior to this one I talked about, how to continue to boost your sales during the holiday after Cyber Monday. So if you go to jybreplays.sistersense.com, you'll get an opportunity to listen to that replay along with the others that we've done. One of the biggest things we focused on in the last month or so was really this idea of creating content for yourself. And I had the opportunity of doing, I think I did like three sessions back-to-back today with one-on-one Insider Circle clients, one of which said to me, "You know, LaShonda, I really love the contact that I have with people who come on my space and they read my blog and they ask me questions and I answer those questions and they say thank you and they're excited." And that's the kind of thing that I want you to be able to have on your space. I want you to be able to build real relationships with people who see you as a credible source. They interact with you. They want to work with you. And so you can build your business and your brand in the process, which is why it's so important to focus on content like we've been doing over the course of the last couple of weeks. And then really thinking about how you're going to strategically end this year and start the new one. So again, those are some of the things that we've been talking about inside the Power Circle. And if you ever miss anything, you can go to jybreplays.sistersense.com. Now, before we jump into our session for today, just a couple of housekeeping things. First and foremost, welcome to those of you new and old who are listening and joining us once again today. For those of you who are part of my Insider Circle, and basically that's when we get together twice a month or once a month, and we talk one-on-one about what it is that you're doing, you definitely want to make sure that you connect with me via email so that we can schedule your end-of-year clarity sessions. That's really important, so make sure that you put that on your calendar so that you can either schedule your one-on-ones for the end of the year or make sure that we are ready to rock and roll once January begins. And everything's on your calendar as well as mine. I've got one more Jumpstart Your Business starter kit over at jybkits.com, and that's that beautiful little bag. I just talked to another client of mine, and she says, "You know, I'm walking around with my bag like a baby with a blanket. I absolutely love it." And it comes with, you know, some awesome things like my favorite headset and external battery and cables and a Jumpstart Your Business drive. So it's chock full of stuff. I've got one more special edition left, and anyone who's interested in that, you can go over to jybkits.sistersense.com. Final reminder for those of you who are interested, on the 18th of this month, it's going to be the last day for you to register if you are interested in being a part of my Mastermind Weekend, the Firestarter Circle, which is happening in January from the 16th to the 18th. Some of you lovely ladies will be joining us at the Aloft Hotel in Chapel Hill, and some of you will be joining us virtually. So if you do want to register, we've got quite a bit of content to cover, right? So we're working on your blog content for the first 90 days of the month, putting together an annual newsletter for you, so every month having really content-rich quality information that you share with your audience. And I'm basically showing you guys also how to put together your own branded magazine to use that for profit or promotion. So to make sure that you get everything that you need, I've got to cut registration off, unfortunately, by the 18th, so that you've got at least 30 more days to really power up and prep for our actual Mastermind Weekend in January. So those are all the lovely things that are happening right now. That information is over at powercircleconference.com. You guys will still have the opportunity to register for the live webinar conference, which is happening on the 10th, but the Mastermind Circle will be closing as of the 18th, okay? So now that we've got that out of the way, we can jump into our session for today. Now, the first thing I want you guys to do is, I hope you've got your pen and pad out because there's a lot of writing that we're going to be doing today. But the first thing that I want you to do is basically write out a list for yourself. And I'm going to kind of try to slow down and be silent at some point so you can reflect on this. I want you to write out a list for yourself of the things that you said you wanted to accomplish at the beginning of the year. And for some people, it may be like, oh, my God, I have to think about that. Absolutely, because we want to make sure that all the things that we want for ourselves at the beginning of the year, we're being proactive about making happen and implementing as the year goes on. So the first thing I want you to do, like I mentioned before, is just kind of brain dump. Jot down those things that you wanted to see happen for yourself and in your business at the beginning of the year. I love smiley faces. You can smiley face those things that you were able to accomplish, and then you can make note of some things that you are kind of in phase one or in pre-phase motion, right? So thinking about those things you were able to complete versus those things you just kind of got started with versus some of those things that you were like, look, it got benched this year, but I would love to revisit it come next year, okay? So I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to think about that. We'll just kind of reflect on that for a couple of minutes. Well, I would say I'll give you like a minute or two to do that before we kind of go into reflecting on your end of year, what you've accomplished thus far, and some things that I like to do to close out. So I'm going to pause for a second. What you think about that? Now, as you're reflecting on those things that you wanted to accomplish at the beginning of the year, I'd also love for you to think about what's happening and what you would ideally like to happen come January. Now, it's a combination of the two because for some of you, you probably have already calendared in some activities or projects, business ventures that you're looking to launch come 2015. But if that's not the case, I really want you to take this opportunity to reflect on those things that, again, you have completed versus you would like to complete. Now, for me, there are oftentimes a lot of things that I like to do repetitively. I consider myself to be somebody who I can't do one thing all the time, but I can do certain things as seasonally, so I can diversify on a daily basis because as a creative being, I've always got my hand in all these different things. But come the ending of the year, especially once the final quarter hits, there are certain things I love to do, like, the Back to Business webinar conference. I always like to come out with at least one new guide or kit, like I have now, the Jumpstart Your Business Starter Kit. I think maybe 2 years ago I did the 2-Year Success bracelets, which I still do, but every year I just like to come out with something new. So when the end of the year hits for me, new launches, in my case, are something that I personally like to do just to kind of showcase something different and unique with my audience. So you want to think about for your target audience, especially for those of you who, like me, love working with others and helping empower or inform or motivate, are the things that you've done before that you can do a little bit differently. Okay? Now, it's the end of the year, so new launches in that particular sense might not be an option for you as far as creating a completely new product at the end of this year right now. But you can think about some of the things that you were able to create and accomplish, as we talked about some of your new your beginning of the year goals, right? What were you able to get done? Some of those products or service that you have put together, and I personally love, whether I'm putting together starter kits, if I'm not doing that, I personally love putting together bundles. So I always have to have some sort of end of year closeout outside of what I do on Black Friday, which is completely different. So you want to think about for yourself, can I do a closeout? Can I take a look at some of the offerings that I have and put them into a bundle, or just take one closeout offer and let people know what that is? For me, there are certain things that I like to put out again at certain times, and then they go back in the vault. Like, I don't talk about them. They're there, and they're kind of hidden. So you can think about for yourself, again, what are those end-of-year offers or opportunities that you want to showcase and share with your community, and then potentially put that in your virtual vault, so to speak, once the new year begins, okay? So I want you to think about that for yourself right now when it comes to end-of-year offers, closeout opportunities, bundles. What are the things that you have done and put together over the course of the year that might be a good fit for you, okay? You know, I've done a series of e-courses over the years, webinar conferences, things that I can put together in one cohesive package. Now, that's something that I do because I tend to love to put together courses. But if you are, let's say, for example, a service professional and you have different types of one-on-one training or consulting packages that you can put together, you want to think about, can you combine your consulting with perhaps another offer that you have, some tangible products that you have. One of the ladies in my circle, she was talking about her books and how she has a collection of them and putting about four of them together in one bundle or package. You really have to think about for your particular industry and the services that you offer or products, how can you put them together to work for your clientele? Now, me personally, I'm in the business of always working smarter and not harder when it comes to these things. I never believe that when you do a closeout or you give people a great end-of-year bundle, it's in your best interest to give everything away but the kitchen sink and feel like you have to do a whole lot of work. Like, I would never do, I'm going to do a $600 web project and do it for like $50 because it's the end of the year. That's just like adding way too much work on my part. So when you're thinking about your pricing, right, you definitely want to think about for yourself how much it's going to go into that, whether it be the time or energy that you have to put into it, especially with respect to consulting, right? Okay, well, I'm going to give people 5 hours of consulting, and then I'm only going to charge for 1 hour. That may not be something that you want to do. For me, one of the things that I found has worked really well over the course of the last 2 years was diversifying not only the packages that I offer. For example, if you look at join.sistersense.com, you'll see that I've got about 4 different membership level tiers, so to speak, that people can sign up for. And over time, you know, at first I started off and I was saying, okay, well, I'm looking at other people and how they put together their coaching packages, and I'm, okay, well, you can do, several calls with me, or you can do, you know, a one call for $100. And for me, a person who started on a floss string budget, that just didn't work for me. So, you know, one, coming to a price point that I felt could work for me and my clients was the first part of the process. But two, looking at it and saying, okay, well, if I'm not going to charge $100 for 60 minutes, and in my case, when I do my sessions, again, I price things based on what I want and what I feel like can work for my clients, then I'm going to also create smaller packages so that, you know, in the insider circle, you have the opportunity to talk to me twice a month for two 60-minute sessions, or you can do two 30-minute sessions, which for a lot of people is ingenious. And for some of my clients, they absolutely love doing the 30-minute sessions. They feel like they're information packed, but also it's at a budget, at a price point that works better for them. So that's something that I want you to think about for yourself when you're coming out with something like a closeout or something, a reduced rate package. If you are going to put together, let's say, for example, when I do my starter kit bundles at the end of your closeout, it's all virtual content that's already done. So I can put it at, you know, an amazing best bang for your buck, $300-$400 value based on all the courses. And it doesn't cost me any additional time, nor does it to work with clients, nor does it cost me any additional money to produce the material because it's not print. I'm not mailing out something physically. And that's something that's very important for you to think about when you do price reductions, because if it's going to cost you time or money, when you do the math, it may not benefit you for that particular package. So it's really, really important that you're thoughtful about the closeouts that you do, but I definitely recommend doing them because it's just a great way for you to broaden your audience and offer the best of what you have to more people who maybe at some point throughout the year were not able to take advantage of the things that you had. Now, keeping that in mind, one of the things I talked about just a while ago is this idea of, again, not taking a package and then drastically reducing the cost. This is for service professionals, not taking one of your packages and reducing the cost so you're getting paid less for the same, if not more, amount of work, but thinking about smaller service-based packages that you can create that still allow people to work with you, but at a price point that works for them, okay? So those are just some things to keep in mind when it comes to sales and some end-of-year offerings that you can provide to your community, especially when, like I said, I personally love to do end-of-year new launches, but obviously if that's not something that you can do at this particular point, learning how to repurpose and take advantage of the material that you already have is definitely the best way to go. Now, with that in mind, you want to fast forward to the future, right? So you want to be able to say, man, I dropped the ball and I missed that opportunity and I wasn't able to do this or that on, you know, Black Friday or for Christmas. It just wasn't enough time. Doesn't mean that there's never going to be any time, right? Which is why a big part of firing up the next year is creating a list of potential projects that you want to work on and launch. So you can say, okay, well, based on what LaShonda's saying, or, you know, I'd like to kind of restructure some of my packages and open it up to a broader audience, let's think about something that I can launch at the second quarter, so in March of next year. Or, oh, my goodness, it may take me a little while longer than that. I can launch it in the, I can launch it by June of next year. But you definitely want to simultaneously think about how you're going to, again, close out and then calendar in those things that you want to implement, right? I always have those things in mind for myself because if you don't have a calendar, you'll find that it's difficult for you to be clear and you're just kind of doing everything or doing a little bit of everything, you know, not doing anything because you're not sure what to do. Now, calendars are very, very important, and I'll talk about that more when I get to 2015, but let's continue talking about your end-of-year agenda and how to wrap up right. So one of the things that I love to do is to finalize my end-of-year projects. You know, outside of mentoring and doing online trainings, I am a service professional. I'm a web designer. So this is the time for me to reach out to my clients who I'm working with on a monthly basis, as well as clients who express an interest in me working with them in one way, shape, or form, and just saying, you know what? Just kind of want to check in with you guys. I'm actually working on my end-of-year project list. If you do want me to work with you, it's important that you finalize things now because I will be closing out until we get to the middle, closer to the end of January. And that's something that I have to do because realistically there are only but so many projects I can take on at the end of the year, and I do want to spend the holidays most of that time with my family. So just being conscious for yourself of several things. How much work outside of working on your business, how much can you do working in your business because it's the end of the year? And if you are interested in figuring out how much money you can generate, especially as a service professional, reach out to your existing clientele. Again, see who is interested in continuing to work with you and, you know, kind of getting a sense of what you're going to work on at the end of the year versus who would potentially want to work with you come January. That's something that I do every year. I've been working on that for the last couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, I just had someone send me an email, one of my clients. She sent me an email yesterday and said, you know what, I have a potential referral from you for you. Somebody wants to work on a new website. Do you build this website? Can you do that for them? And I said, you know, I actually do, but I finalized all my clients for the end of the year. You can definitely give them my email and give them my information, show them my packages, and they can reconnect with me come 2015. And that's something that, again, you have to be conscious of for yourself, how you want to close out the year, who you want to work with, whether it be from the perspective of, you know, working and helping them in their business ventures or in their life, or versus who you want to work with, whether you're partnering with them or you want to, you know, see if there are speaking opportunities that you can get from them or vice versa. Now is the time to check in with people because I'm telling you, everybody's calendar is filling up, and it's filling up quickly. As I mentioned to you guys before, over at PowerCircleConference.com, the mastermind registration for that ends on the 18th, but the live webinar conference, that registration is going to continue, and I'm going to be releasing the speakers within the next day or so you can see all the speakers and sessions that we're going to be having for the Live Fierce, Focused, and Fired Up conference come next year. Now, I've got to make sure that all my speakers are on board, their calendars are still clear, and that's something that you want to do as well. If you are not exactly planning like myself, planning something that's going to be happening in January, if you have a February event in mind or a March event in mind, really and truly now was the time for you to finalize those people that you do want to work with, or you know, even if you haven't quite established everything that you want to get done for your own particular conference or event, meetup group, you want to just put that bug in people's ear. Let them know that you're thinking of them. You would like to see if their calendar is available. I just got a request for a speaking opportunity, and it's February 8th. but that's definitely something that people are doing that I personally like to do as well. And, of course, you know, today is all about sharing my end-of-year strategies with you so that you can take advantage of that. So if you do have any final projects that you want to work on with clients or potential projects you want to launch next year. Again, now is the time to individually reach out with people and make those connections to see what you would like to have happen. Now, outside of potential partnerships and projects, you've got a lovely community, ideally, right, that you have in your circle, people who listen to you, follow you. And of course, for some of you, if you're starting out, you may not have that kind of a community. But if you're established and you've been blogging for a while, now is definitely a time for you to connect with your tribe, let them know what's happening now versus what's happening next, and create some end-of-year activities that you guys can do together. So, for example, the 2014 live webinar conference, my keynote speaker is the one and only Lucinda Cross. I'm sure some of you guys, if you're Essence fans like myself, saw the amazing feature of Lucinda and her vision board in the January issue of Essence. She is going to be once again keynoting for me, and I'm so excited to have her. I want to say about a week or two ago, she actually did a Q&A. She did a Q&A for her Activate Circle. I had the opportunity to watch the replay, and you guys, I would say, you know, if you haven't already done so, you can follow Lucinda, check out her YouTube, and watch that Activate Q&A conference. But it was really a great way to end the year. She had the Activate Tribe on, and she was answering questions and letting people know she was available to really kind of participate and help them however she can, or I should say however she could. And if you are, again, someone like us who's, you know, interested in motivation and empowerment, consider doing something like that. In her case, she did a Google Hangout. You may feel more comfortable doing a call. I know that from time to time I use freeconferencecall.com. That's one of my go-to resources. So if you don't have a line with them, you should definitely get one. Really a great resource to do group calls or even individual one-on-one sessions. And I will say it slower in case you didn't hear me, freeconferencecall.com. So again, you have the opportunity of either doing a conference call, a webinar, a Google Hangout. You can even just do a Q&A opportunity, right? So you can let ladies know via email that you are open to answering their end-of-year questions and then sharing your recommendations based on the request that you're getting in, sharing those recommendations on a space like your blog. So it doesn't necessarily have to be video or audio. It can simply be text-based, but giving your audience an opportunity to engage with you is a good thing, right? Which is why I love to do our Jumpstart Your Business sessions, because again, it gives me the opportunity to speak with you all, and you know, kind of have that deeper connection with your audience. So I would say think of that for yourself as well. Do you want to have some sort of Q&A or engagement opportunity with your audience before the year ends? And one would suffice. You don't necessarily have to do, you know, weekly sessions like we do here with the JYB, but you do want to be able to communicate with them if you can. Now, I was doing an insider circle session. I had a ton of, I'm trying to, you know, kind of connect with as many of my clients as I can before we jump into the holidays next week. One of the sessions I had today was with one particular client, and she's like, you know what, LaShonda, I have to apologize because we talked about these different things I needed to do on my blog, and I've just been so busy and so much is going on, but I kind of want to slow down. I don't know if I can write as much as I would like to, but I do want to slow down and, you know, see what I can do to think about the next year. So we talked about her particular calendar and some specific recommendations as far as what she could do there. And one of the things that I recommended, especially with you guys in mind, because I knew today I was going to talk about, you know, closing out the year, was if you could send out an email to your audience. It doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, my God, I have to write something new. Think about the best content that you've put out at the year and share that information with them as your closeout. So you're giving it to them once again. And keep in mind, one, there are people who, if they read it once, they may love to kind of revisit it and it'll kind of re-inspire them. Or two, some people on your list probably are new to your list or they didn't see it the first time around. So it's definitely a great way for you to kind of reflect on those things that you've written, kind of like the best of SisterSense.com, right? You know, showcasing some of the resources and articles and content that you've done thus far, sharing that with your community without feeling like, especially at this busy time of year, you have to create something new. So that's one way to think about, you know, creating a best of list or a list of that highlights some of your best content throughout the year. Another way is just to reflect on in article form. If you love to write, then I would definitely say that creating a lessons learned or end of year evaluations list is, I think, a good way to go. And you'll find that a lot of brands, a lot of people throughout varying industries have these end of year lists. Celebrity list. I think Barbara Walters, she's doing, you know, the most interesting people of 2014 list. You know, thinking about a way to create a brand message that you can share with your community at the end of the year is definitely a good recommendation. Some of you may or may have not seen that on SisterSense. Over the course of 12 days, I'm doing 12 days of faves, which is kind of my spin on the 12 days of Christmas. So for I think it started last week, and we're on day number 7, but it's basically 12 days of some of my favorite tips and tools that I've been using throughout 2014 that I want to share with my audience. And so that's kind of one way that I wanted to, you know, reflect on some of the things that I've done at the end of the year by sharing tools. One of my clients, she didn't initiate it, but she's participating in 12 days of giveaways. And the creator of this particular one, it's very interesting, she's not giving away her own personal items every day, but she's teamed up with 12 different people, and every day someone new gives something away, which I think is really, really creative, right? You know, you can do 12 days of your own deals. You can partner with people and do 12 days of giveaways. Right now we are officially at, we are at the 16th, right? So, you know, 12 days of Christmas when entrepreneurs and small business owners and, you know, even bigger companies tend to do that. They tend to start these around the 10th, the 12th. But it's okay if you still want to do it. You still have the opportunity to do so and get it started, you know, and have it finish within December. So it's definitely something that you can think about as well. This is my first year doing the 12 days of faves. But it's something that I definitely want to continue. One of the things that I like to do is start the year with kind of a reflection on, you know, how to live your best life. The last one I did was the Django Guide to Living Your Best Life. You can read that one. It's interesting. My take based on watching the Django movie, I think that was the 2012 or 2013, my brain sometimes. But one of the things that I did this year was share my end-of-year lessons learned as far as business, reflecting on what I do, what has worked for me, and what didn't work for me. One of the things I talked about in that particular article was how much I sucked, how much I sucked at putting together local events and how hard it was to put together local events. But realizing that there's value in, you know, making mistakes and sticking to it because I love to consistently do what I do. Now, while my thing is virtual and I'm absolutely awesome, I don't want to toot my own horn, but absolutely awesome at creating webinars, I know that I can consistently do online training and then at least once or twice a year do something that's live and local. But, you know, while event planning isn't necessarily my thing, I learned some things, I figured out how to tweak my mistakes and, you know, consistently at least do it. I don't want to be one of those people who consistently do an event and they're trying to figure out if that is working for them. But, you know, I said I'm going to stay in my lane in the virtual world and, again, do one to two events, make them awesome, and leave it at that. But kind of reflecting on what I've been able to do in an authentic and transparent way is one of the reasons why people are able to connect with me and build relationships with me. So I want you to be able to feel like that you can do that as well. One of the sessions that I did this year as part of the Jumpstart Your Business series was how to share your true and authentic self. And I think that this is really important, especially for those who are trying to teach or motivate. Sometimes you're resistant to telling people about, you know, your fears or your mistakes because you're like, I'm supposed to be in a position where I'm perfect and I'm right and, you know, people can't see that side of me or they may not get it. But, you know, a part of authenticity and building relationships is that people get you when they feel like you are at or were at a place that they currently are, right? So they need to see that. And for one of my clients, I think it was about a day or two ago, we talked about her personal experiences and why she does what she does. And she was very uncomfortable sharing that part of her. But her story was, in essence, the motivation behind the consulting that she did. So it was almost as if without telling that story, she was losing the ability to reach people who said, you know what, I feel like I'm you. I get you and I want to work with you because what you're interested in, I'm interested in too. And that part of the process is very, very important. So there's definitely value in sharing your end-of-year lessons learned. I would say if you do nothing else, you should kind of reflect on those things that you've been able to accomplish, good or bad. And, of course, when you're writing your story, you are writing your story so you can leave out or put in and define it as you feel fit. Don't feel like there's somebody over you going, no, girl, you know, you shouldn't write that. You know, you should write this. You're in control of the story. So the idea here is to be comfortable, be as transparent as you are comfortable in being. But, you know, let the world know your end-of-year recommendations and lessons learned. So as far as final projects, I definitely feel like those are some things that you can think about. So just to kind of recap these before we jump into firing up 2015, you know, when it comes to 2014, you want to think about those lessons learned. If you can reflect on or share your decisions, good or bad, some of your favorites or recommendations. You want to also think about final projects for the year, you know, closing out, finalizing who you want to work with partnership-wise or project-wise. You can also think about creating your own engagement opportunities with your audience, so doing a Google Hangout, a Q&A, a webinar, even a call, or just answering questions via your blog, all great ways to interact with your audience. And engage in a way that just clearly shows you want to help people close out the year on the right note and kick off the new year as they should. And you'll find other people who I'm sure that you follow are doing the same thing. You just want to be able to put it out there in your way, in your own branded way, as I'm doing today here inside the Sister Sense Circle. And then last but not least, thinking about those end-of-year offers that you want to share with your community. You know, if you've got something new that you're ready to launch, wonderful. But if not, you know, again, take advantage of those things that you can repurpose, whether you're putting together your offers or your closeout offers. I kind of give you some insight as to packaging and pricing and making sure that when you are putting these opportunities out there, it's not just kind of like a super deep, you know, go crazy, get everything for a day. It's $1,000 and I'm going to give it to you for a dollar, right? You want to be smart about the price points that you pick. And, of course, make sure that when you are reducing the rate, you're not adding on work on your side or expense on your side. So it almost, you know, kind of, you know, you're lucky if you're break even sort of a thing. So just kind of some things to keep in mind when it comes to the end of the year. So as I mentioned before, this is kind of like a threefold session for today, right? You know, thinking about 2014, thinking about 2015, and then also thinking about content that you can write and share on your space in between those two time frames. So we shed light on a couple of things for this year. Let's talk about firing up 2015, which is the vision and the focus for Sister Sense, right? It's all about in 2015 how you can be fierce, fabulous, and fired up. So the first thing I want you to think about is your 2015 calendar. As I kind of alluded to a few minutes ago, it's really important for you to start strategically setting out projects and plans for yourself so that you can, for me, I'm always like, you need to take yourself seriously, right? You need to be able to say, well, you know, hey, MLK weekend, I'm doing an event. I actually got an invitation to go to the Bahamas, and fingers crossed it's not on that weekend. You know, and it's like an amazing media opportunity to an all-expense-paid trip to the Bahamas to review a new tourist opportunity. And so, you know, on my calendar, January 16th to the 18th, that's my mastermind weekend. So I'm waiting to get a follow-up and find out the exact weekend for that particular insight that I got. But you've got to be able to calendar in those things that you want to happen for yourself and for your brand. And everything else is just going to have to work around that. So fingers crossed, I can hang out in the Bahamas at some point, but if it's not, I've got to just say I've got to let that opportunity go, and I'm sure that it will come back around again. So in my local Women's Power Networking group that I have here, I'm a member of Greenville WPN and absolutely love it. We connected this week. So one of the questions that was asked was actually of me, you know, as far as putting calendars together, what are the resources that I use? Because every time I'm there, I'm talking about some web tool or tip. And I've, this year, really enjoyed using the Calendars app. It's called Calendars, but it's by Readdle, R-E-A-D-D-L-E. So if you go on your iPhone or your iPad, and unfortunately it is an iOS app, so I don't think they have it for Android. One of the ladies who was in the meeting this past Saturday, she was like, oh, no, because I love it so much. I'm always talking about it. But in the process of working out
an app that she could use. I think for the Android, she just downloaded the Google has a calendars app that she downloaded for her Android. I think that would be comparable. But I tell people all the time, for my schedule to work, especially when I am a team of me, and some people are flabbergasted by the fact that I don't even have a VA, and I'm able to manage my day-to-day very well. I use calendars by Readle, and when you look at it on your app, you'll see that it says Readle at the bottom, R-E-A-D-D-L-E. I use that in combination with Google Calendar, right? So these are two free resources. I paid for the upgraded version of that app because I love it so much, but you can download the free one, and Google Calendars is free. So over at google.com/calendar, and for those of you in my Firestarter circle, you know that I'm all Google, right? So we're working on our blog content for next year, 90 days of content. And you know, I've told all the ladies, you know, you want to go to Google Drive so we can work on writing your documents and putting it in there. So I'm very, very big on Google tools. And the Google Calendar is no exception to that rule. So there are a couple of things that I love about the Google Calendar. One, it's free, right? So it's a no-cost resource, but it's a fully robust one. In Google Calendar, you can set up different types of calendars. I've got one for Black business events that are not necessarily mine, but ones that I either want to go to or check out. Then I've got SysDefense events. That is a combination of e-courses that I do. I shouldn't say e-courses, but webinar trainings that I do, my one-on-one clarity sessions with clients. It's all in there, as well as when I do my live events, like the ones that are happening in January. That goes in my SysDefense calendar. Then I've got a mommy and me calendar, and that's my son and that's my family. You know, if he's got to go to, you know, if he's got his belt ceremony on Thursday, he's moving up a rank in Taekwondo, I've got to make sure that all of these things are in my calendar so I don't overlap with clients. And that's something that's important. So that's something we actually talked about this weekend at WPN, because one of the ladies was saying, you know, LaShonda, I've got so many different types of activities, and you talked about with the calendar, I can divide it. So again, when you go into your calendar, there's a little drop-down menu that shows you your different types of calendars. You can create a different type based on different things that you do, and it'll overlap them. So if you look at mine, you'll see that SysDefense is green, and Mommy and Me is orange. Black Business Events is blue, so I can look at my calendar and instantly have a visual of what's happening for that day, which is one of the reasons why I love it. Now, what I do is when you download calendars, the app itself by Readle, you can sync it to your Google Calendar, okay? So what happens is when, for example, and that's a whole other story, but it's integrated as well. When clients schedule one-on-one sessions with me and they look at my calendar and pick a time that works for them, it automatically goes on my Google, which I see on my app. So I'm getting pings all day, you know, okay, you've got, you know, you're talking to Dusty in like 30 minutes, or, you know, you're talking to Nicole in an hour, and I'm getting text messages. So that's something that I love as well, because it's kind of my virtual assistant. You can set it up with Google Calendars to send you alerts or email messages. So I've set it so that 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning, when I check my email, I get a message from Google Calendars that says you have 3 events for today, or you have no events for today. So that kind of helps me, it just kind of gives me that, you know, kind of that sense of, you know, a secretary coming in and saying, hi, LaShonda, here are your sessions for today, here are your calls, here are your clients. That's my virtual VA Google Calendars. Now, on top of that, with the Calendars app, whenever a session comes in, I have it automatically text me. So that's SMS messaging. So, again, I'll get text messages, and I've sent my text messages to one day before and an hour before, because I was having a situation where, and you'll find this happens when your business starts to pick up. You know, I would get clients every now and again, but then when I started the membership website, you know, and you go to join.sysdefense.com and you're a part of the Power Circle, I was having more one-on-one consultations, and unfortunately, some of them I forgot. So I definitely needed to fix that problem. And so having alerts is a good thing because it can say, okay, LaShonda, in 30 minutes, remember, you've got to be on the call with Nicole. And that's something that is very helpful as well. So twofold as far as talking about calendars. One, I wanted you to be able to make sure that you've got some sort of resource that works for you. Some of the ladies in my local group, they are awesome about their planners, and they absolutely love them. I'm not really a planner gal. I'm an iPad, iPhone kind of a gal, so I prefer to be able to open that app and see what's happening that day and getting my text messages so I know where I need to be and when. If you're like me, again, you can check out calendars and Google Calendar as well. If you guys try it out and you say, well, listen, I need you to kind of help me a little bit further in figuring this out, the ladies in my local chapter, again, that's not my networking. It's a local network that I joined, Women's Power Networking here in North Carolina. You know, they had an opportunity to kind of pick my brain, and I was like moving around the table, like looking at people's tablets and iPhones and things. But if that's something that you guys want me to do, you can send me an email, and I can definitely do a webinar on these apps and tools as far as calendars and schedules is concerned. As a matter of fact, in January, my session, because I've got some awesome ladies, like I said before, I've got Lucinda Cross. She's one of our amazing keynote speakers. I was actually in Charlotte, North Carolina for Carol Sankar's Confidence Factor event, which was absolutely amazing. So Carol will be a featured speaker as well. And my session, I'm actually going to be talking about three things: how to put together membership websites, how to put together your e-courses, and how to put together your coaching services. Because I keep getting questions about, LaShonda, I love your appointment system. How do you put together your appointment page and do calls and calendars and all that stuff? So you know, one, I will be talking about calendars. Again, you guys want me to do a session about that in the Jumpstart Your Business sessions. But for the upcoming live webinar conference happening in January, I'm going to be talking about e-courses, membership websites, as well as sharing your consulting services. My session is it pays to teach online. So you definitely want to make sure that if you haven't already done so, you early register while you still can for that live webinar. And I'm going to be putting up all the speakers and the agendas within the next day or two. So calendar is very, very important when you're thinking about firing up next year and really being ready to rock and roll. Of course, the first thing you want to do on your calendar is put in the events that you have, right, or that you're planning. I know some of you are looking forward to doing some January launches or February launches. You want to make sure that you calendar those in for yourself so that you can kind of stay productive and stay on track as far as what it is you need to do to make those things happen for yourself. MLK Weekend is the weekend since 2011 that I do my Power Circle conferences. And I just try to stay consistent about that for my audience and for myself. I did She Rocks the Web. That was the first one I did in the summertime, and I'll probably do another one of those. But again, I'm not an events girl, so if I do one event for the year, it's like, woohoo! Events are really hard, and those, I would say, are the one things that I'm definitely going to invest in an event planner for at some point when I do some larger ones, because it is not my cup of tea, but that's a whole other story. So calendaring your events in is very, very important. Back to Business for me is always in October, so you want to think for yourself, what are the brand-specific, or your personal brand, I should say, your personal brand-specific activities and events that you intend on doing on maybe a quarterly basis or an annual basis, as well as those activities that you plan on doing on a monthly basis. So this year, I was doing the Jumpstart Your Business calls religiously, practically every single week of the year. I will be slightly tweaking the JYB sessions next year. I'm still trying to figure out whether or not I'll be doing one or two community calls, but up until that point, I'm still going to letting the ladies in the circle know I'm still going to be doing as many sessions as I can with the JYB every week. So you want to think about for yourself those things that you would like to do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis versus on a quarterly basis and start to calendar those in for yourself. Now, your calendar isn't set in stone, right? It can evolve. It can change. I want to say for the first quarter of the year, I did the Power Up Circle, and we had Power Up Productivity sessions every Monday morning, and we had pro blogger sessions every Sunday afternoon. So I did that for the first 3 months, and then I phased it out because I wanted to kind of work on it some more and then come back to that vision. So, ladies can still listen to the productivity and pro blogger sessions, but it's something that, again, I'm always tweaking my membership site and tweaking how to work it and work better with my clients. So, that's something that I would want to impart on you as well. You don't necessarily have to say, oh, my God, I put it in there. I can't do anything else. You can tweak and adjust and modify as you go along. You just want to be conscious about looking at your work and analyzing it and seeing how you can make it better. And when you're not able to do that, getting another pair of eyes to help you with that process is really important. Some of the lovely ladies in my circle, Jay Stone, Rochelle Shaw, Pam Perry, we'll get on the phone, we'll powwow, we'll talk about each other's businesses and kind of help each other out and get some clarity, in addition to either working with our own private circles or working with our clients as well. Who was I on the call with? I was on the call with one of the Power Circle experts, and she was talking about her coach and the things that her coach was telling her. You'll find that every coach has a coach at some point because everybody wants to get to another level in their life. And it's just a part of the process. So you want to be able to be comfortable evaluating yourself or getting someone to help you do that and improve. So just kind of went on a little bit of a tangent there. But again, when it comes to 2015, you want to have the resources around you that you're going to feel will help you put together your calendar and stay consistent and, up to date. Again, for me, I like to use a combination of the calendars app by Readle plus Google Calendar, among other things. And as I mentioned before, I'm going to be talking about putting together your consulting, your appointment packages, your calendar for appointments, things like that, as well as building membership websites and e-courses. That's going to be my session for the live webinar conference on January 10th. So definitely make sure you early register for that over at powercircleconference.com while you still can, because I will be updating the registration rates very, very, very soon. So, now, continuing on our topic as far as 2015 is concerned, in addition to those events that you personally will be hosting, you want to think about events that you want to attend. I think it was the 90-day challenge I did last year, unblockyourblessings.com, and I've reactivated the challenge. A couple of people asked me throughout the year, LaShonda, is it down? I can't get it, but, it's kind of an end-of-year thing for me. So Unblock Your Blessings is back. And when you watch it and you see me putting together and talking about, the concept behind my Be Blessed vision board, I talked about some of the ladies that I would love to meet. One of them was Issa Rae, the creator of the very, very famous web series Awkward Black Girl. And so while I haven't posted it, I had the pleasure of meeting her and, totally fan-crushing, just hilarious if I could have videotaped that when I met her and talked to her. At an event that I went to this year. And so, I said, one way or another, 2014, I am meeting Issa Rae. And while I was in New York, I had the pleasure of connecting with another one of my Power Circle experts, Dawn Fitch, who's the creator of Puka Pure and Simple. And I went to her boutique, and smack dab in her boutique, she said, oh, my God, I have to show you this photo. It was a fabulous photo of her and Oprah Winfrey, which I was like, oh, my God. Dawn met her, and she took such a beautiful photo. It just looks awesome. So I was like, you have to blow this up in the boutique. But she had the opportunity to go to her Live Your Best Life tour. And so I said to myself, look, 2015, I need my picture with Oprah. It just needs to happen. This needs to happen. You know, and I looked, I was like, okay, I'm going to the Live Your Best Life tour. But of course, you know, even though I knew it was happening, you know, I see the picture, I get excited about it just when pretty much all the tours are sold out. So, you know, it's kind of like, if these are things that you want to do, if these are places that you want to go to, you've got to calendar it in for yourself. I actually met Issa Rae at the Digital Undivided Conference that happened in New York City, my hometown. And it's, I think the conference is in its second or third year, but I missed it the year before, and I missed it because it was in my mind, but it wasn't on my calendar. And I tell people, real talk, if it ain't on my calendar, it's more than likely not going to happen, just because life happens and, you know, things go very, very, very quickly. So you definitely want to make sure that if there are any events that you have in mind, or if there are people that you want to subconsciously meet, like I said, I put Issa Rae on my Be Blessed vision board, and bam, it happened. You know, when I talked to Dawn, which is very, very funny, when we were in the boutique, she said, you know what, I have my vision board right beside my mirror, so as I'm going into the bathroom every morning, I pass it. And she said, you know what, I walk, and I don't, you know, always, like, glare at it in the morning. Sometimes I just kind of walk past it. I just like to know that it's there. And she said, you know what? I walked past it, and I had put a magazine picture, a picture of Oprah and me together. And she's like, you know what? I was like, wait a minute. I saw Oprah. I took a picture with Oprah. She's like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize. She said, I looked at the vision board and didn't realize all these things that have come to pass and that I've been able to actualize myself, which kind of reminded me of, you know, this whole feature that Lucinda Cross had, this amazing feature in the January issue of Essence, and talking about her vision boards and activation and what you need to do to get to your next level. For me, some of it is just subconscious putting that energy out there. And like I said, I put my spin on the vision board and talking about how I create my quote-unquote Be Blessed vision board over at unblockyourblessings.com, the 90-day challenge. But the point is, you've got to be able to really think about those things that you want, define it for yourself, calendar it in, and, you know, in some weird way, you start to actualize these things and make it happen, whether you're proactively putting it out there for yourself or the universe is bringing it to you because you're just clawing your way to make that stuff happen. So that's definitely something, you know, just kind of random that came to mind that I wanted to share, kind of like a motivational thought, but it really does, for me, express the value in being proactive about thinking about what it is that you want on your calendar. And hopefully while I'm talking, you're kind of making note of these things that you want to see for yourself, whether activities and projects that you want to create or events that you want to go to. Now, the calendar is one aspect for me of firing up 2015. Another is your brand message. So what do you want to share with the world? Right? I've been talking to my Insider Circle clients all week, and we've been really reflecting on that aspect of, you know, what is your message? When I think about Lucinda Cross, you know, for those of you who know Lucinda, what's her message? You probably say it before I say it. You know, Lucinda's all about activate. Jay Stone, she's the creator of the emotionalnudity.com. Her message is all about being a game changer. You know, she's helping women change the game, and she builds her brand around that. You know, this year I've been really focused on my Jumpstart Your Business calls, you know, jumpstarting your business, getting, you know, proactive about what you need to do to power up your business. These are all terms that I've consistently used throughout the year. Again, because I am not a certified coach in any way, shape, or form, I never consider myself to be. I don't define myself as such. I simply let people know that if you're interested in working with me, I do offer mentorship through what I do on the Sister Sense Circle. And really, what I do is not coaching. It's not consulting. I provide clarity sessions for the women who are interested in working with me. So you want to think about the terms that you use and the overall brand message that you want to present to your community and, you know, you want to kind of use as the focal point for your year. Last year when I did the Power Circle Conference in January, the vision was unblocking your blessings. This year, the focus is being fierce, focused, and fired up. Because I really do believe that in order for you to do what you need to do, in order for you to see success, you've got to own it. You can't be fearful. You can't be, you know, overwhelmed or all over the place. You've got to get focused and really fine-tune your vision. You've got to be fierce about it, and so that confidence come out, because if you're confused or resistant about what it is that you're selling, your buyers are going to be confused. Confused buyers don't buy. You know, and if for those of you who've listened to the Back to Business webinar conference, Rosetta Stone was one of the speakers. She's actually going to be speaking again for the live webinar in January. She talked about the fact that you will only receive what you are ready for. So whether you like it or not, if you say you want to be a millionaire, but you flinch at charging folks $97, you're not ready to be a millionaire, right? So you've got to be fierce. You've got to be focused. And honestly, you've got to be fired up so that you can consistently be productive and produce. You know, some people get so overwhelmed and stuck in their head, and I want to do this, and they can't finish one thing because they've got so many things on their plate. Organization and focus is very, very much a part of the process. So when I thought about what that means for me and how I fire up the year, I'm always making sure that I've got blog material ready, that, you know, love it or hate it, you know, that people consistently get emails from me. So you'll get, you know, Power Circle Monthly from me, or my Money Mindset audio sessions from me, or, you know, Unblock Your Blessings, the 90-Day Challenge. You may get an automated email from me or a direct one, but I'm always consistently communicating with my audience. And then I'm putting out the magazine. Now, granted, I don't do the magazine every day. It's something that I self-publish all by myself. But, you know, I strategically put it out at specific times of the year. When I start the year and I do my conference, I've got my magazine ready for all the attendees and people who are participating live and virtually. You know, in the summertime when I do the BBWO 50, I also like to do a magazine during the Back to Business series as well. But again, these are the things that for me help me consistently fire up the year and stay focused, working on the blog content, the newsletter, and the magazine. So what I want you to do, as I mentioned before, when you think about what you are going to venture into next year, you know, the first part is your calendar. The second part is, what is your brand message, right? How are you going to put that message out there in a way that really encompasses who you are and what you do? So my goal is to help as many ladies as I can get fierce, get focused, and fired up. One of the lovely ladies who I've got an exclusive interview, and I'll be sharing it with you guys inside the live webinar conference, is Tiffany. She's AKA Budgetnista. And her vision is to help 10,000 women start the year and live richer, you know, figure out how to be financially fit and live richer. And so I'm so excited to have her and have the ladies listen to the recommendations she has to share as far as getting your budget right in the new year. But every single woman that I know, every power expert that is aligned with me, that's successful in doing what they do and sharing their information, has a powerful brand message to put what they have out there and really help them navigate the year, right? Because you're going to see a lot of people doing a lot of different things, and you'll go, oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool. Oh, my God, I can't do that because she's doing it, and she's great, right? And one of my favorite quotes of the year is, you cannot compare your start to somebody's middle, first of all, but you'll find that in addition to not comparing your start to where somebody else already is in their middle, when you have your brand message, you can go back to it, you can stick to it, and you can help it. It's kind of like your blinders, so you're not distracted by what everybody else is doing because you're clear on your message and what you're trying to present to the world. So you definitely want to be clear on that message. And when you think about that, it's going to help you figure out how you're going to strategically share that message. So you want to think about, for 2015, what kind of content do I want to be writing about on my blog? What kind of content do I want to share in my newsletter? Or do I want to even do something like a magazine? These are all things that you want to keep in mind. One of the ladies in my circle, Carla Cannon, the amazing Carla Cannon. She is the creator of Woman of Standard magazine. She was one of the wonderful women who spoke at my Power Circle conference at the beginning of this year. After the conference, we had a great powwow session, and one of the things I talked about was how to monetize your message and your movement. And we did a Q&A. I talked about some different things that you can do with her audio and her information. And it's so great because I saw her on Facebook and she's like, I'm signing my new CDs, which is something that we did a whole, you know, kind of like Q&A, pick my brain and how to put that stuff together. So you want to think about that for yourself, right? What's your brand message and what vehicles are you going to use to put that message out there, whether it be your newsletter, your blog, a magazine, or in the case of Carla, I mentioned, you know, putting your information on a CD. Again, you want to be clear about that. You may not have it all together in January, but if you say to yourself, I want to make sure that I can get this done by the summertime or by October for back to school, or these are some things that I want to make sure by the end of 2015 I'm ready to launch, you've got to have that thought in mind and you've got to be ready to go. Now, when you go to jybreplays.sistersense.com, you'll see that, again, we've been talking about creating your content and working on your content, so there's definitely a lot of information that you guys can dig into and really catch up on as we, you know, kind of work through closing out this year and you can prepare for the new one. Inside of the Firestarter Circle, I've got y'all ladies working hard. Some of y'all are loving it, which is great. But, you know, we've got a lot of content to work on. So, you know, sometimes for some people, having that additional structure is important. So, again, we're putting together, and this is the first time I'm doing this, right, sharing my strategies of how I put together content. We're working on 90 days worth of blog content and an annual, a full year's newsletter, so having information to share with your audience once a month. And I'm, again, sharing for the first time how I put together a magazine on my own so that, and by the way, I use madcloud.com to create my magazine. It's actually on one of my on my favorites list. So talking about how to structure it, put the content together, organize the information, that's basically what I'm here to do. And if that's something that you feel like you need help with, whether you participate with us live or virtually, it's definitely a good thing to join the Firestarter Circle so that you can get organized and get clarity on all this content that you have. I know one of the ladies, she's wonderful at creating video, and she said, you know what, I didn't realize until you started talking and listing out the different types of content that we need to work on how much information I have and how I can effectively repurpose it for the next year. So, you know, at the very least, you want to be conscious of what your brand message is. In the Power Circle, we're working on the first 90 days of the year. And again, I kind of wanted to give you guys this insight so at least you can have some direction on how you can do this yourself. But of course, if you need help with your organization, your content, and your consistency, I'm here for you inside of our Firestarter Circle. And those who are interested in registering for that, you can visit PowerCircleConference.com. So you'll see over at PowerCircleConference.com, there are several opportunities. One, you can just participate in the live webinar conference that's happening in January 10th. I've got some amazing speakers who will be presenting, as well as some exclusive interviews like the one from Tiffany, a.k.a. the Budget Nista, that ladies will have access to. So you can just register for that. Or you can register for everything, the Mastermind Weekend, January 16th to the 18th, as well as the January 10th event. So those are just some resources that I want to make sure that you have accessible to you. Now, I intended today to do a 90-minute session because I normally do just 60 minutes, you know, when we do JYB sessions. But we want to make sure that you guys are, well, I want to say I want to make sure that I've shared as much as I could potentially share with you so that you can really thoughtfully wrap up the new year and, again, have some insight as to how I like to fire up. Wrap up this end of year and insight as to how I like to fire up the new one. So just some final organization tips that I can share with you guys. One of the things I talked about before was your lessons learned, right? So if you are interested in writing content about the things that you've learned throughout this year, here are some questions that I want you to ask yourself and really reflect on. Number one, what challenges have I experienced this year? Again, transparency is very important. So if you can reflect on and thoughtfully talk about the things that you are able to overcome, or maybe some things that you're still honestly trying to overcome, that's really what your blog is there for. It's a space for you to communicate with your audience in a very authentic way. So one, what challenges or experiences have I overcome? My best. So your best is a combination of two things, your best clients and your best offers. So when you think about your best offers, those are normally the ones that you want to put at the forefront of your closeout, right? Because those are the things that you know they've sold well for you in the past. And when you do closeouts at reduced rates, you have the potential of having that kind of like new launch buzz where they can sell really well for you at the end of the year. So you want to think about the best offers you created from, one, the perspective of, doing your end-of-year closeouts. But when you think about lessons learned, you want to ask yourself kind of like a really reflective clarity session, why were these my best offers? What does that say about my target market? What does it say about me? Did I share something different? Did I do things differently? Reflecting on what made your offers the best they could possibly be is good content for your own lessons learned to share, but also for you to reflect on, because I'm like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Those things that worked really well for you this year, those are the things that you want to be strategic about as far as calendaring in for 2015 and doing again, making your own brand traditions. So again, thinking about your challenging experiences, your best clients and offers. I love to showcase some of my favorite client work. I love to interview my clients and put that information out there as well. Sometimes people will come to me and say, oh, so-and-so referred you to me because they absolutely loved you, or oh, my God, I saw a website that you did, and I love that website, and I know I can't have hers, but can you make me something that looks like that? So, showcasing the best of my clients is something that I enjoy doing as well. And then on the flip side, you want to think about the worst. The worst client experiences or the worst offers that didn't do quite as well as you expected them to, how can you reflect on that? You see where maybe things could have gotten better, or maybe you could have approached it differently, because those are, of course, valuable learning lessons as well. Then last but not least, when you reflect on your lessons learned, you want to think about those mistakes you made. Like I said, I love to put together virtual events. I love to meet my clients and, reconnect with my partners and fellow empowerment women, one-on-one. So events is definitely something that I do love to do, but it's hard, so I don't necessarily do them all the time. So reflecting on those things that I've improved on as far as putting together local events, or reflecting on those strategies that I use to really make sure that my virtual events are effective, that they're fun, that people love them and walk away from them and just, want to come back for more. Those strategies, whether they're good ones or they're mistakes that you want to work on, all things for you to think about for yourself is kind of like a lessons learned. Now, that's number one, reflecting on your lessons learned and using that content. Number two, and these are just kind of like closeout checklists as we kind of wrap up for tonight. Number two, so number one, lessons learned for 2014. Number two, prospects, ideas, agendas for 2015. Number one, you want to think about your wish list. Your wish list really is comprised of those things that you wish you could do, things that you wanted to do maybe this year, or, that you know that at some point you do want to do. You got to put that in a space so that you can be conscious of it, so that you're reminded of it, and that you work towards it, one way or another. So I definitely like to make sure that wish lists are a big part of the things that I do as far as keeping me productive. I'm a web designer, as you guys know, and the hardest thing for a web designer is to work on their own site because you're always doing stuff for other people, and you probably find that this is the case in your own industry, right? You can help people with their health or their hair or their fashion, but then when it's time for you to stop working on them and start working on you, it's like, ugh. So putting together a wish list of things that you want to do for your business and your brand is really important. It could be big things. It could be small things. For example, on SisterSense.com, and you may not notice the transition, but the site, changes from time to time. In the most recent design, I did not have a large header banner at the top. But I love sliders. I love integrating them into other client sites, and I love having a featured banner that people can kind of go to and click on first. And so I worked on my theme, and I customized it to integrate something like that because I didn't have that before. But it was on my wish list, honestly, for like 3 or 4 months. I was like, okay, I know I got to do that better. I know I got to put it in there. But it's important for you, right? So you want to think about your wish list, things that you would like to tweak in your business or even on your website, because having that list that you can go back to time, it'll allow you to stay focused and productive. You also want to think about your 2014 to-dos, right? So the first thing I said to you guys when we started today was, what was your vision? What were those New Year's resolutions that you set for yourself in 2014, those things that you said you absolutely wanted to see happen? When you looked at those lists, you want to put smiley faces or checks or woohoo behind the things that you actually accomplished. But for those things that you didn't quite yet finish or even start, those 2014 to-dos, add them onto that 2015 list. I told one of my clients when in a session, I said, you know what? It took me about a year or two to really sit down and hone the Unblock Your Blessings 90-day challenge before I put it out there. And I didn't initially plan on putting it out there as an audio series. I wanted to do it in a book format. But it just took me so long to really finalize the principles of Unblock Your Blessings. But it was okay. It wasn't something that I was like, oh, God, you know, you suck. You said you were going to get it out there, and you didn't do it yet. So things happen in their own time, but it's just important to make sure that you've got that ongoing list for yourself, and it's integrated into your mind, it's embedded in your mind, and it's on your calendar, because when it happens the right way. And so Unblock Your Blessings is here. It took me a while to actually get it together, but when I got it together, I put the challenge out. And then once I put the challenge out, I put the CD out, the Unblock Your Blessings CD. And the next phase is the book, which I'm still working on, but that's the next phase of the game. And I just have to keep working on it on my schedule. I can't rush it, and I can't beat myself about it, but I just have to be conscious of those things that I wanted to complete this year and what's going to roll over next year, right? Kind of like our phone plans. We got rollover minutes, so we got rollover to-dos. Then, of course, those things that I mentioned before that you want to update, as well as your new vision for the new year. I've got, I'm working with one particular fabulous designer because I've got some new things that I want to share in 2015. So she's working on that for me, and I'm really excited to partner with her. But I've got that new year vision of, you know, projects and products that I want to put out there, and that's on my list. So these are things, again, that I only teach you what I do. So these are things that work well for me and, you know, just kind of things that I wanted to share with you, thinking about your wish list, things that you had planned for 2014 that you'll roll over to the next year, updates that maybe you wanted to tweak or work as far as your business and your website, and your new vision, things that you haven't even talked about to people at all, but you would love to see happen next year. What's that new vision? And add that onto your list as well. So we're just kind of brainstorming different pools of content right now. We talked about your 2014 lessons learned, your 2015 list of things that you want to see happen. And last but not least, you want to think about those things that have worked really, really well for you. So I've got favorites. They're just things that I absolutely love, right? So there are people who I love working with. So, you know, my go-to list of experts and professionals, you want to know that who those people are, your favorites, your best clients. You want to have that go-to list because one of the things I said to you today was finalize at the end of the year those people who you would love to work with again. You know, do you need me in any way, shape, or form? And reconnect with them. So thinking about your personal favorites, whether they be clients, strategies that worked really well for you this year that you want to kind of bring into the new year. I talked about my favorites list on SuperSense that you can definitely kind of peek in at and take a look at, the 12 days of faves, things that worked really well for me, like my calendar, the calendars tools. Think about those things that work really well for you as far as what you want to utilize and carry over to the next year, or what you would like to share with your audience so that you have new content and fresh content and you can engage with them in a creative way. So those are just one, two, three, some things that you guys can think about as far as content that you either share with your audience or you just kind of reflect on for yourself to get some clarity and direction as far as what you want to do next. Now, we are just about at 90 minutes. If you do have any questions for me, you can hit *6 and 1 to enter the queue. But I know I've been talking for a very long time, so you guys are probably like, "Woo!" I know that I am. But if you would just kind of like to say hello and let me know some strategies, what you're working on, some things that you feel like have worked for you based on what we've been talking about this past year inside the Sister Sense Circle. It's a free-for-all, so, and I love to talk to you guys, so whatever you would like to share, definitely feel free to do so. If there are no questions, that's perfectly fine as well. I know some of you guys love to send me emails, so if you're here live or you're listening to the replay, make sure that you connect with me via email, lhenry@sistersense.com, just to make sure that, especially for those of you who are in my insider circle, that we are up to date with your one-on-one sessions and that we're scheduled out for the end of the year and the beginning of the new year so everybody is on the right path. That's definitely important as well. And, of course, last but not least, if you don't send me an email, you can also click that button on Sister Sense to send me a voice message. I love those as well, and I'll respond to you as soon as I can. Helen?
Good evening, LaShonda Henry. This is Daphne. How are you?
Hey, Daphne. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Great, great call. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the call tonight.
You're welcome. So much information while you were just wrapping up. I said, you know what? What I wanted to do was I always wanted to do my main network. I had started it years ago and never finished it. So I'll be hitting your site up to help me customize it. So
okay.
I just started. I went and grabbed my name. And so that's something I did. And I'm going to, you know, keep going forward. What I did do towards from September to now, I started doing my calls again, which I haven't done in years. And it's really helped me gain some more clients on Instagram and Facebook. So I'm grateful for that. So I did implement that.
So that's good stuff, you know, kind of reflecting on some things that worked for you in the past that you haven't done for in a while. So doing some calls, it's a good thing. I definitely periodically have to go through, you know, my bag of goodies, things I haven't done in a while, and do the same. And then for those of you who are not familiar with Ning, it's the social networking platform that I use to create my networks, like BBWO. So as you were saying, Daphne is like, okay, I want to create a network. And, you know, there are some things that you probably may have on your list as well. So I'm excited to talk to you about that and see what kind of network you want to develop next year, and we'll see how we can make that happen.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, ladies, once again, I want to say thank you so much for joining me inside our Sister Sense Power Circle for today. Last call, you can hit *6 and 1 if you want to connect with me and shout out, ask a question, or just say hello before we wrap up. But it's always a pleasure to just kind of have you guys here in the Sister Sense Circle and share whatever I can with you as far as the strategies that work for me and that I help others kind of utilize and implement into their own businesses. As I mentioned before, all the Jumpstart Your Business replays, including this one, are accessible to the Power Circle over at jybreplays.sistersense.com. As I mentioned also, we've got the fabulous Jumpstart Your Business Starter Kits, my new kits that, like I said, I'm so excited because ladies are getting them in the mail, and they're happy to get their kits with their blinged-out flash drives full of all of this wonderful content and their new headset so they can do their recordings. Some of you ladies, we've been talking, and you're like, now I'm doing video, and you inspired me, so I'm really excited about that, whether you're doing video or your own magazines or your own social network. If what I do is infectious to you and it inspires you to create, all the better. So the JYB kits are over at jybkits.sistersense.com. And, of course, last but not least, our fierce, focused, and fired up series that's happening in January. You can still register for the live webinar conference happening Saturday, January 10th. I will be announcing the speakers within the next few days. I know you guys are excited. I mentioned a couple of our speakers so far, but you'll see the full list very, very soon. And the 18th of this month, final registrations for the Mastermind Weekend over at PowerCircleConference.com. So, woo, that is it for tonight, ladies. It's 8:28. I'm about to kiss my baby boy and let him go to bed. He's an 8:30 baby, so I got to wrap up things here, kiss the baby, and have a wonderful night with the hubby. So you guys enjoy your hubbies, your children. I hope that you guys are having a productive and positive week thus far and that you guys will have an amazing holiday. I can't wait to see the friends and the family, and I hope you feel the same way too. So have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. Of course, you know you'll be getting emails from me soon enough. But I just, of course, have to just kind of say that to you as well. So happy holidays, guys. Take care. Bye.